I forgot how we started. How do we start it? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with Cody and Dawson. Back to another Monday Motivate.
That was perfect.
That was fucking beautiful.
Yes. That was perfect.
Pay me, Oprah.
Gender equality said, ladies and gentlemen. Love
everybody,
it.
Check under no your seats sexist. Right now. There's a 1992 Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay, so boys, we're back in the studio for another Motivational Monday. How are you guys feeling?
Man, I feel good today.
I feel good too.
I'm amped up.
Me too.
Yeah, man, we got the boys back in town.
Vibes are good in here right
now. They're fucking good.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
There's a certain energy about the room right now.
We're getting hydrated.
Yep.
Got the rain on
deck.
Got
the rain. We got final meal for the night, so I'm a little disappointed about that.
We got a little, we got the lit pillows. We got the water. We got the energy drinks. Kane's got his meal in a Tupperware container in front of him, empty.
Smashed.
Was it just chicken in there? Did you have carbs?
Chicken and carbs, yeah. 100 grams.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah. Is that
technically I'm not even supposed to be eating rice right now. I fucked up and I was supposed to have nothing but veggies in there.
Yeah.
So I feel like I cheated today, but I mean,
you kind of look like you cheated today.
Damn.
Right. Should be all right, man.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
We'll knock her off.
Today. All right, boys. So this episode today is all about why friends don't support friends, or more on the context of why is the predisposed way of thinking that it's almost not cool to support your friends in their ventures that they're doing or even in their lifestyles. You know, I mean, it can be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be business wise.
Right.
So for me personally, in my experience, I have felt this type of way towards people that I'm acquainted with. But then I really think to myself, like, just, you know, when they post stuff on their Facebook page, their Instagram page, their TikTok, whatever, it costs me absolutely nothing and almost no time out of my day to just like it, bloop, comment it on it,
oh,
share it.
Dude.
Whatever the case.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Because it's Instagram, you see so bad with it too.
Yeah. It is bad.
Yeah.
It's like, I call them just like social media stalkers. It's basically just being a virtual stalker.
Yeah.
Where you don't interact with it at all.
You're literally watching someone, like, say it's me and I post the majority of my life on social media. I post like everything that's going on, updates, different things like that. And obviously if you're trying to be like a content creator, you keep up on your like likes, your follows, your views, different things like that. So you can actively see who continuously keeps viewing your stuff, but they're not even giving you a like. Like, just
especially on the stories, because you can see who saw it.
I'll be on TikTok scrolling it, and next thing you know, I'm like, I'm not even interested in this video, but I've spent the last 30 seconds watching it. I like it, and I scroll. Even if I wasn't even interested, caught my attention. So I'm like, the least I can do is just give it a like and move on.
Yeah.
Right.
Half the time, even if I don't even really like fuck with you like that, like, I mean, you see me, man. I'll like something. I'll share it. Especially if someone's like trying to get a brand out there or their company.
Yeah.
And it's not affecting my company or my business or whatever, then I'm going to like and share it, because why not?
Totally. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think the only time that it makes sense is if it's maybe, even if it's a buddy, if it's your direct competition, I think that's a pass. You don't have to share that.
And I think one thing too, man, a lot of us need to realize is that there's a difference between like friends, close friends, and people we just know.
I think.
You know, and I think the social media kind of ties into a negative effect like that. Like, oh, because they see me on Facebook or whatever, then that's my friend.
Are we just close friends or just people?
We're good.
You know?
We're all good people in this room.
Good, good.
But I think also, the unsuccessful minded people hold back their knowledge and ideas because they had, they felt inferior to your energy or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if I help you out and I feel inferior to you, then you might overtake my popularity or my sense.
Yeah, a lot of gatekeeping, especially in anything entrepreneurship wise, you know. Yeah. I totally understand that. I had a similar experience to that when I was first starting Focal Point Media, my freelance graphic design business. And basically I had a friend who very well versed in business, just in general, and I'd asked him a bunch of questions about taxes. And I always thought it was really weird that he just straight up wouldn't give me an answer, or he would just ignore my text about when it was related to that. It's like, this is weird.
Right.
Come to find out that was the motive behind it. It's like, I just didn't want you. And to his defense, we're in the similar business space. So, you know, he took it more as, I don't want him to take any of my business, so I'm not going to give him any tools to succeed. Hmm. Long story short, I don't really consider this guy a close friend anymore.
Right.
But I think, you know, that's where I come up with that idea. Like, if it's your direct competition, it kind of makes sense why you would be predisposed to not wanting them to succeed.
Yeah.
But But at the end of the day, I've realized now doing especially design work for like 8 years, I think I've been doing it. Even if your friends are doing it, there's enough work out there in almost any industry, I would imagine, to where everybody can eat. And the more that you give them the tools to eat, hopefully they will reciprocate and give you more work when they get busy and vice versa. Yeah, I have a couple of really close friends that are technically my direct competition that we just give each other work all the time. You know, like, hey, dude, I'm just too busy this week. Will you take on this project? Yeah, I'll pay you X amount. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, cool. Send it over to me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it's really like important too to have the mindset going into things like that as you're your own biggest competitor, your big competition.
Totally.
And with that, like you put the blinders on. And like I was just saying a little bit earlier, like there's days I'll sit back and be like, I don't really keep up with the Joneses. I'm in my own world. I'm doing my fucking own thing. I'm locked in as you were talking about earlier. I'm fucking locked in.
Fucking locked in.
Like do I watch like random like food challenges and things like that? Yeah, but in terms of like there's people that fanboy or fangirl, these celebrities and everything, and they revolve their life around it. No, like that's where your biggest competition needs to be yourself and your goals, and just lock the fuck in and focus on that. So like,
do you think that's a bad thing or a good thing sometimes though? Because I find myself trying to figure out a delicate balance because I mean, just with the podcast in general, like finding myself, I don't have to, but I find myself like forcing myself to keep up on trends and current events and what the industry is doing just in media in general, because I feel like there is that aspect of like, if you don't diversify, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Of course.
And I mean, with that, like obviously you can just scroll TikTok and you're going to have, we'll say six different accounts doing this, the one trend that's going on. And then you can say, oh, that's the trend that's going on. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you're not like solely tied to one specific person that you like fanboy over and you're like, that's what I want to be. That's this. What you're know what I mean?
But so like, it's less on the analytical side and more on like the vanity side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think it's also, you can have, for example, shout out Jake Sable, my best friend, Jake, my brother. He doesn't necessarily watch all my videos. Like I'll make these long rants on Snapchat or Instagram. He doesn't sit there and listen to them or watch them. And I know that he's told me he's honest about it. But does he, if I make an Instagram post about anything or a TikTok, does he like it? And has he shared them? Absolutely. He's still at the end of the day supports me. And he's like, I don't give a fuck what you're posting. I'll support it. I don't care. Like I'm your homie. Like that right there.
That's what a true friend does though.
Right. Just because like in what I post and the things that I'm about, he doesn't necessarily like, that's not his shit either, but he's still there supporting me.
Yeah. And I think that's something too that we all need to realize is the reason that these certain people aren't like supporting you or there with you is because they're not your friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the
they're
truth.
Real friends, you're saying.
They're not your real friends. Like, I know these people or whatever. Like, we've hung out at some parties and shit or whatever, but a real friend is like what Dawson was saying. I don't really support what you're doing. I don't really know what the hell it is you do. But because I'm with you and I support you and I want to see you succeed, I'll like share support. I'll bring the business to you. You know what I mean? Because I'm in a bunch of different categories right now, too. I'm doing roofing and siding sales for home front exteriors. So if anybody needs a roof,
call Shout Kane. Out. Shameless
Shout
plug.
Out. Shout out. But no, I'll have friends, bro, that will literally see my shit, know what I'm about, and then go with some fucking random contractor.
Yeah, dude, that right there pisses me off.
Yeah.
When I sold cars when I was in college, this would drive me nuts. My own aunt actually did this to me. My friends, my aunt did this. They would come to the dealership, test drive this brand new car. So you know it's not like something with the problem with the issues on, you know, mechanical or whatever the case. And it's definitely not the price because I was getting them guys the best price that they possibly could.
Because they're your people.
Because they're my buddies. Yeah. And like I said, my aunt did this to me. Came and test drove when I was selling at a Chevy store. Came and drove a brand new Chevy Tahoe. And she was hemming and hawing about it all day. I'm not kidding. We drove around, I'm going to say probably 4 hours. And I didn't have anything else going on, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But then she ends up going to buy the exact same car from a different dealership from someone who she didn't know. I'm like, this is crazy to me because I know for a fact that we were going to give you way more than your trade was worth. I know for a fact you were getting way better deal on the vehicle than anyone else could give you.
Yeah.
What the hell is the problem? Why did you just buy from me?
Yeah.
That and pisses me off.
You know what's kind of weird? What I was just thinking about too when you said that. I've known you for like what, 5, 6 years now. I think.
Yeah,
David,
probably.
I think David introduced us, and I think you helped me brand some stuff right away.
Yeah,
and
Champ Time.
Champ Time. And since then, you're one of the main people that I will call if I need like advice or some help on shit that I don't know, because you're like a guru with the Facebook stuff or whatever, man. You don't hesitate. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh yeah, man, I got you. Or here, whatever. That's the type of people that you really want to surround yourself with.
Yeah, there's enough room for everyone to eat. I don't care what niche it is. I don't care what it is.
That's a good point.
There's enough room. Seriously. Yeah. Especially if you have a group of people that you can come up with.
Yeah.
Dude, that's way better.
And the crazy thing is, man, I'm a pretty solid dude, bro. Like, so if we pop off on something that you help me with, like, I'm going to break you off. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's how
absolutely.
I am. Like, I don't want to be here by myself. Yeah. But the problem is, too, man, and I was going to say this before Dawson starts talking, because he's been quiet over there today. It's the dominoes.
You guys are talking about your business. Me too.
But, man, so when I grew up, man, and you guys know my history a little bit, man, but my mom was an addict her entire life. So every time I would come up with an idea or something I want to change, she was very cynical about it.
And shut it down.
And
right
shut
away.
It down, because she was already defeated in her mind with her life. Shit never went well for her, so she just assumed it's not going to go well for you.
Yeah.
And it's the same type of stuff that you see in this life these days too, man. Like,
yeah,
whether they believe in you or not, they're defeated and they don't want to see you succeed.
Rejection.
Because they don't want to be the only one that doesn't succeed, so they're going to keep not helping you out, even if they fucking can help you.
Yeah.
And that's a really fucking weird mindset.
Yeah, and a lot of times there's a lot of hurtful words that go along with that too. Yeah. You know, it's like, why would you even think like that? That's right. A stupid idea. You know, and then it, you know, subconsciously, a lot of people will just shut down and then they just won't ever think of ideas again.
Yeah.
Well, because they're like, that was dumb.
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
I don't necessarily have like any like business to basically bounce off with that, but like, for example, like my journey with PEDs or steroids, there was so much backlash in the beginning. It was always used like, I heard he got aggressive and angry and this and this and this. And things were said and people tried to play on that or play off of that, or you've changed, you're different.
Right.
Well, fuck yeah, I've changed. Why would I want to remain the fucking same?
Right.
Right. Yeah, I hated that version of myself.
But now I have people that are asking me for workout advice, workout tips. They're asking me about blood work and hormone replacement therapy.
I'm sure a lot of the same people too.
Yep, absolutely. And it's just like, no, I know that's not how it works, you know, or people in high school that used to like shit on me back then that thought they were way, way better and they peaked in high school. Yeah. Now they're in my fucking DMs.
Come at me, bro.
I was like, no, that's not how this works. That's not, you are not jumping on this train. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But like, it's just, where was the support from the beginning? You know, instead it was just a shit talking and disrespectful remarks.
There's also, you know, a lot comes along with that too, because there's a lot of people that just don't expect you to succeed in whatever you're doing. And now, my personal experience with the podcast, we've been doing the On Tap podcast for 4 years. Jeez. As of January. And there was a lot right at the beginning that I could feel in some of my friend groups. That's like, it felt a little bit weird because I could tell they didn't think it was going to survive or that it wasn't going to be anything, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying by any means that it's successful to other people's standards, but from what I, right where we're at now, from what, when we started, I definitely would have, if I could, you know, just shove the analytics to previous me, I'd be like, holy shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, obviously I'm just one of those guys, like it'll never be good. We could be getting millions of views a day and it would never be good.
Yep.
But.
Which is, I think, healthy almost, man. Honestly, I think
always pushing yourself for sure.
A lot of successful people.
Some people say it's not, but it is.
I guess where I was getting at with that is in the beginning, I think people were really hesitant to adopt it and be like, yeah, I'm on board with this, because if it fails, they feel like it makes them also look bad. Like if they're putting their cosign on it and they don't think it'll succeed and it doesn't succeed, then they feel like they'll look like an idiot, which is obviously not the case.
No.
But I think that is a lot of the reason why people don't want to endorse something or embrace something right away mm-hmm. is because they almost just want to jump on the moving train.
Of course.
You know, once the train already has momentum, like, yeah. oh, hell yeah, he got it going. Let's go.
Right.
Let's jump
it,
on.
They see it moving and they're like, that's when it's the best time to get on.
Yeah.
I think as long as, quote unquote, locked in, I think once you're locked in with what you want to do and you're doing it for you, then it doesn't matter what these other people are going to think or say. And you're not, you know, you'll have your friends, you'll have your family that are like, are you sure? Like a lot of like, part of my family going back to the PEDs, they're like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You think that's healthy for your body? And they don't know. And I'm just like, whatever. I'm like,
so it was bad received from your family.
Yeah. They're and like, I'm like, but then again, there's like the flip side of it. My mother is like seen me before, after, like all of it, like my lifestyle change and how it's like improved my life. And you know, so you're going to have the people that are going to hate on it regardless and they're not going to support it, but that's where you have to ultimately do it for you. And like, you have to have that goal in mind and you have to have those blinders on. So the people that are trying to derail you or they try to jump on the train once it's moving,
yeah.
it doesn't matter because you're locked in from the beginning.
You're locked
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
The thing for me is though, I always try to keep like, you know, I don't like using the term blinders because like I'm not blind to what they're saying.
That's true.
I think it goes hand in hand with just reading comments on social media, I think, because like how I look at comments is like someone like, I've heard Joe Rogan say he just posts and ghosts, you know, he doesn't even look at
yeah,
the comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're in a position where you don't even have to look at them, I think that that's great
because yeah.
that's the best way to do it. Then you're not even affected by it. But and when you're trying to grow and you have to see other people's criticisms of it and not take that exact word to heart, but think to yourself, why are they saying that? Is there any credibility to this? And just really get real analytical about it is the best way that I've found to deal with it. Because if someone is shitting on it, especially someone that I know, why are they shitting on it? Is this right. from an internal place? Like, are they either, you know,
projecting.
Jealous of it, you know, think it's cringy, whatever the case, or is this actually coming from a place of, you know, are they, you know, wanting something like this themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the case, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, man, it's easy to tell that for sure. In my mind, it was like, if it's coming from a true, like, sincere heart, then it would be like a friendship type thing almost.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I'll never shut down somebody's dream of like, oh, that's fucking stupid, dude. Why would you even think about doing that? Because that's not a friendship thing. However,
right.
it would be more so like, that's a great idea, but let's think about it like this.
Yeah, or, yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
I'm going to add value to what you're saying. You know what I mean? Or yeah. I'm going to make you think about it. I'll never be like, oh, it's fucking stupid.
Or challenge
it.
Or challenge it. To make sure
because there was plenty of people in my life that was, like you're saying, like with your mom, everybody was, well, that's stupid. Why are you doing that? And now we're proving them wrong all the time. History is doomed to repeat itself. Look at all uh-huh. these fucking people that we look up to, Einstein, all these other people that failed so many times before they succeeded in exactly what they said they were going to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people hate when you have those types of like analogies, but it's the truth. I mean, mm-hmm. look at it. All these big time people, Elon Musk, he was crying in that interview when he was like talking about SpaceX and everybody he like idolized were like, dude, you need to shut it down. It's not going to work. And he was heartbroken because nobody believed in him and he still went through with it and paid his own money and everything.
You yeah. know what
I mean? And I think number one, people are going to say passive aggressive comments because of two reasons, in my opinion. It's because they don't have the balls to say it to your face what they really want to say. So they're going to say some passive shit like, oh, hey, cool, bro, you're getting big over there type shit. You know yeah. what I mean? Or, hey, bro, wish I could fucking not work all day and hit the gym every day.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Well, why don't you say what you really want to say because, you know, I'm going to check the shit out of you.
If I took steroids, I'd look like that.
Or you don't have any intelligence to continue to back up what you're trying to say.
Correct.
Or B, and the most important part of it is they are so concerned with how people view them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if they say something on social media and they say what they actually want to say, they know they're going to be viewed as fucking insecure mm-hmm. or some type of hater or some type of bad person. And their fear of how they're viewed by other people is fucking more powerful than saying what's on their fucking mind.
Totally. Yeah. You know I mean, it's all like ego driven.
For sure.
It's all ego driven.
Yeah. When you have like, when you're passionate about something and you're driven and it like shows and you reek of it online, like you are so dialed with your craft and
you're locked in.
You're locked in.
And you're
invested in what you have going on. It makes other people insecure.
It
because
does, yeah.
because they're like, holy shit, why can't I do that?
They
why
want that.
Yeah. And they develop like this jealousy and envy. Yeah. And it's toxic.
Yeah.
It is. I sometimes, you know, going back to what you said about people asking for your, you know, opinion on a business idea or whatever, I sometimes accidentally take that as like, oh, you want advice
right.
and not necessarily criticism on the idea. And I'll take it to the realm of like, if I genuinely think it's a bad idea, like I won't shut it down. but I'll totally play devil's advocate sometimes.
Of course.
Sometimes to a fault where
as a helpful person, they
perceive that as like shots at whatever they're
And that's a them. That's probably a them problem too, though, because people are going to have their own insecurities and shit too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's everybody else. I'm perfect.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know?
Fuck him, I'm locked in.
Fuck it.
Yeah, like, you know, like you said, I'll just, you know, they're like, what do you think of this idea? I'm like,
But you get them to think, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like one of them passive things, bro, where you're like, that's hey, stupid. Man, I got this idea. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool, man. And just fucking neglect it altogether. They don't give you any input at all. That means they don't give a shit or they don't want to help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. We have, we're in here, we all have fucking conversations nonstop before we leave this bitch. We're just constantly talking just shit.
Bros being dudes.
Dudes
we're fucking locked in. We're just three locked in guys.
Imagine this big dick energy in every room that you go to.
That's what happens when you get three locked in guys in one small 8x12 room with lights on them and microphones in front of their face. Yeah. You know? You're bound to have something happen.
Something good.
Yeah, I can thinking back to, you know, giving criticism to like ideas. I had a buddy who had approached me a couple months ago about buying and selling electric scooters on Alibaba. And he was buying them. You had to buy like 40 of them, you know, and they were like $500 a piece. But he was telling me that they're completely unbranded, but there's a popular brand that sells these same scooters for like $1,200. He's like, if we buy 40 of these things, you know,
in bulk.
Yeah, in bulk, you know, what would that be? $8,000, $80,000, whatever the case.
I suck at
math. I'm not mathing right now. It's Josh too late.
Over there just shaking his head. Yeah,
like, behind the curtain. This isn't actually a Monday. This is a Thursday afternoon. Yeah, Kane's on his phone. He's checked out.
Yeah.
So anyways, he told me he wants to start flipping these electric scooters. And I was like, dude, I'm going to be straight up. This is a terrible area for that. Oh, we don't have bike trails here. Like, we don't see people riding them around as it is. Like, they're plenty available out there, whether they're cheap or expensive. There's no one riding them around town right now. Right. Like, the market for them around here is so, like, nothing. Like, why that? So, well, I just want to buy a cheap scooter myself and then just sell the rest of them. I was like, dude, if that's what you want to do, save yourself the time and just pay the extra amount. Pay it. Yeah, so I genuinely felt bad because I could tell he felt really shut down about it. I didn't apologize, but
yeah,
I should now that I think about it.
Now that we're talking about it.
I probably should hit him up.
Smoke like, is settling, and you're like, oh shit, actually, I'm just going to call him after this.
Yeah, so I sometimes will mistake that for like, hey, what do you think of this? Less on like, hey, what? Give me your opinion on my exact idea, and more on how can I actually make it work?
Right.
And I just sometimes will. I will give too much advice. I think they're asking me for advice. They're really not.
That's the transparency thing we were talking about before. Maybe not give so much transparency.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Start practicing what we preach on these things.
My problem is I'm an all-in or all-out kind of guy.
For sure.
I don't have a middle ground.
Kane's going for blood today.
He is.
Stay on that side. Stay on that fucking side, buddy.
You guys got me in the corner any fucking
way.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, you're over on the
lower end.
Lone Island over there.
It's my whole life.
Hell yeah. Well, boys, what do you think we wrap up this Motivational Monday with a nice little motivational piece?
You mean like a quote?
Yeah.
I didn't come prepared for that one.
I always have one in my back pocket. It actually doubles as a good cheers if you're ever at a party with your friends.
Oh.
Here's up to it. Here's down to it. If you get to it before I get to it and you don't do it, then leave me to it because I'm so goddamn used to it.
I'm not even going to try now.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that
one and
later.
Done.
I'm locked in right now. Boys, have a wonderful, wonderful Monday.
Go
and if you're not listening to this on Monday, we'll see you again next Monday.
Stay classy.
That's it.